Good morning. We're continuing in Maseches Demai. We're in Parakeh, in the fifth Parak. And we are up to Mishnah Yud. We've been discussing when a person wants to take off Truma or Meiser from one batch on another batch. We discussed a few different cases. Yesterday we discussed if one of the batches has a suffix on the halacha because of the fact that it was owned by a non-Jew. And we discussed those halachas at Mishnah tests, whether you could combine the batch that was owned by a non-Jew together with what's owned by a Jew. The same thing with regard to kusim, which ultimately we give a din of a non-Jew to. Mishnah Yud, the tenth Mishnah, in the fifth parak of Demai, reads as follows. Atzitz nakuv hareza ka'aretz. An atzitz nakuv, a flower pot that has a hole in it. So it nurtures the plant from the ground as well. It's not just from the earth that's inside the flower pot. It's able to get sustenance from the actual land. Halacha is a reza ka'aretz, that is a din, that it's as if it's connected to the ground. Taram me ha'aretz al atzitz nakuv. So therefore, if a person took truma from a batch that grew directly in the ground, and he had in mind to take truma for that, and he'll also potter what grew inside this flower pot. Or me atzitz nakuv al aretz, so the opposite. He had a large flower pot, and he took a truma from what grew in the flower pot, which had a hole in it, on truma that grew in the ground. Halachas truma se truma. His truma is good. Now the Mefarshim point out that even though the Mishnah uses a lashon of taram to say if he did it, it's good, the truth of the matter is, you can do this lechatchila. Since it has a din of something that grew in the ground, there's no difference between what grew in the flower pot and what grew in the ground. They're both chayiv in truma midai raisa, and therefore you can put them together and take off truma from one out to the next. And just because the following case, at the end of the Mishnah, it's going to be a case where you shouldn't have done it, and therefore it uses the same terminology of bidiyevit if you did it already. Now, the Mishnah continues, Mishaeno nakov, ala nakov, chumasa, chuma v'yachsav yitrim. If you took off chuma from an eina nakov, a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, and you had in mind to take off chuma and to also potter what grew in a flower pot that does have a hole in it, the lach is chuma v'yachsav yitrim. What he took off is chuma remains chuma. Because what grows inside a flower pot without a hole has to have chuma taken off of it. Maybe not midai raisa, but you have to take off truma from it. Now, if you take off truma from that, on a flower pot that does have to have truma midai raisa, so you have an issue. Because your truma still remains truma, because midai rabbanan it's chayiv in truma, and you require a shame truma on it. Nevertheless, the yaks of yitrim, he has to now take off truma, and what's chayiv truma midai raisa, because what he took truma off of before really was not chayiv midai raisa. Now, we don't want to be mezalzel in the truma that was taken from the atzitz she'ena nakav. We don't want to take something which was called truma and remove the name truma from it by saying, oh, it was a mistake. So therefore, what was taken off originally remains truma. Now he has to take off truma again. What's chayiv in truma midai raisa? Mina nakav al she'ena nakav. The opposite, he takes truma from a nakav, which is chayiv in truma midai raisa, al she'ena nakav, and what's only chayiv midai rabbanan. It's truma. However, he can't eat it until he takes off Trumas and Meisers. And the issue over here is that what he's taking Truma off of is Chayiv and Truma Midai Raisa. So if he gives this Truma to a Kayain, and it really worked only for the Einay Nakov, so ultimately what he's giving to the Kayain is Truma that did not have Trumas taken off of itself. So the Kayain himself is not allowed to eat it until he takes off proper Trumas and Meisers. Mishnah Yud is a similar Mishnah Yud Aleph is a similar Mishnah. Tarmina Dmai ala Dmai, so it's two different sfeikas. Again, we don't know if trumas were taken off or meisers were taken off, or mi Dmai ala Vadai from his safek, not something which is Vadai chayiv in truma or meiser. Truma v'yachsav yitrim. It's truma because mi darabani has to take off truma, but he has to take off truma again on what's chayiv mi daraisa. Mina Vadai ala Dmai. Truma, the same thing. Because chayiv, something which is vade chayiv and truma and meiser. So you didn't take off truma from it. And you took off on something which is only a suffix. Truma, again, it works as truma. However, let yachat shiyetzel let truma semeiser. The kain can't eat it until you take off truma semeiser on what he received, because that itself did not have truma semeiser taken off of it. We'll stop here. at the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph, we'll start Parak Vav, Mirtzah Shem, next week. Have a great Shabbos.